Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat. And this week's listeners' questions is with the brilliant Angela Scanlon. Strap in, guys. We've got a good one. My partner and I are in the midst of a major home renovation, and it's causing a lot of stress and tension between us. We can't seem to agree on anything at all. It's taking its toll on our relationship. Any advice? That's Danielle.
It's tricky.
It's a nightmare.
It's an absolute nightmare. I mean, I've had people shout at me in the street to say that your homemade perfect has prevented them from having a divorce. Because somehow they will land on an idea or something that has been brought to life that they go, we can do that. We agree on that. But it's really hard. Like, I think so. If there's not clear division of skills within a relationship, generally, I think it's quite tricky. And I think that has got to apply to a project like this. So, for example, I'm creative director. Roy is logistics and security.
Right, okay.
So it's about knowing like what you bring to the table and then like doing your bit. But if he thinks he's a creative director and isn't, it's a problem.
That's the main problem for me.
I think so.
I am the creative director.
Okay.
Jim would never even bother.
So that's not a problem, babe.
No, he would never bother.
Yeah, perfect.
But neither of us are great at doing the work. We're like, can we afford to pay someone to come and do this?
Fine.
And I'm like, can you just please put that shelf together? Surely you know how to do it. Oh, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, yeah.
That's he's the not missing Mr. piece Handyman, for us too. Which is fair.
Yeah, fine. Well, I just need to know a bit more. I just think you need to pick a room, or else pick a room. You don't need to decide on everything.
And maybe decide what room belongs to who.
Exactly.
So like Jim says, he's creative director of the garden.
Perfect.
But I will occasionally go, we're not doing no mow May, get it mown.
Yeah. What's that?
When you don't mow in May so that everything has the chance to flower and goes a bit wild.
No, I'm all for a mow.
I'd like a manicured lawn, do you know what I mean?
No. You need to let it go wild. Bit like the lawn down there. Sometimes it needs to just
It might need a trim.
Do you know?
Depending on the season, it might need a bush trim.
Agreed. May, if we're talking about actual body mowing, like body lawn, I think May is not the season to go wild. I would be more of a December gal.
Yeah, yeah. When it's going to be cold out,
absolutely.
Let it go wild.
Let it go wild.
Okay.
A little bit
we're
cozy.
Now giving out waxing advice too.
Okay. But yeah, be diversity. Nothing to do with your question, but you do you.
How do I discourage and ideally stop my 22-year-old daughter from using sunbeds, please? I mean, I can't. So I did sunbeds in the 80s and a little bit of the 90s. And I can't believe they're still legal.
I can't believe they're still legal.
I can't believe they're still legal is how I feel.
Completely agree. I joined a gym recently. And in the changing rooms, I walked by, I thought, ooh, this is a bit bougie. Did not match with the membership, but I was like, is that an infrared sauna? She's like, no, it's a sunbed. Free for all, you can literally just go to, it's,
no,
get in.
No control, nothing.
Like, was it a thing over here where sunbeds used to be in the video shops? In Ireland, Extravision was like a place where you rented videos and you'd go in, get your video and have a sunbed. Yeah. But they should be banned. It shouldn't be that the mother has to police that. Mm-hmm. It should be that it's literally not.
I had to police it. Ava went to get a spray tan, mm-hmm. came back and I could smell the sunbed on her. And I said, you've had a sunbed. And she went.
So she said she got a spray tan.
She said she was going for a spray tan because I saw her booking. And then, but when she kept when she got there, they persuaded her to have a sunbed, a course of sunbeds instead. When she was 15 years old.
No.
And I tore a strip off of them. She was like, please don't report them. You'll get them shut down. I went, you're too fucking right.
Watch
I will.
Me.
Yeah.
No.
Unbelievable.
I do think maybe, much like cigarettes, you know, it's very hard to connect with, like, your heart disintegrating, okay?
Yeah.
But, like, showing a picture to a young
pictures of
woman
skin cancer.
Of, like, that, but also, like, appeal to the vanity in people. Mm-hmm. You'll be wrinkly, you'll be this, that. Maybe that's the way to go. If she's like, loves her sunbeds, show her a picture of a sun-damaged, like,
they're
the chickhead of Something About Mary,
they're
you know?
Addictive.
Yeah.
I don't know is the answer.
Show her pictures of that woman from Something About Mary.
You just have to be. And there's a whole thing, if it helps, on my Instagram, there's a whole section on skin cancer, which everyone was sending pictures in and horrific.
Yeah.
Just ban them. Ban the beds.
Because it's the most common form of skin cancer here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I'm planning on moving to London and have no idea where. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. What is the best borough in your opinion and why? Wow, I love that kind of question.
What are you going for?
I'm west. West is best,
are
baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm north.
I can do a bit of north. I can't do east. I'm sorry, I can't
can
do east.
You know, I did east for a while.
No, I can't do east.
Yeah.
But I think it's because when I moved to London, I was west and I just stayed put. My husband
Most
was born in west.
Most people do that though, don't they?
You stay where you go. My kids were born in west. We still live in west.
Yeah.
And if I talk about East London, I say that Covent Garden's as far as I'll go.
Okay.
After Covent Garden is literally Essex, and anything further than that is Amsterdam.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm quite...
contained.
Yeah.
Okay.
My tag goes off if I go past Covent Garden.
Does
it's like,
it
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's quite a bougie boundary.
I mean, it's only because it's kind of on the Piccadilly line.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I could go that far. But after that, it's like, you know, once you're Holborn, you might as well be east.
Yeah, okay.
I recognise it's a WC postcode. But still, for me, what about you?
I love East, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
However,
no shade to East, it's just what I know.
I think, again, we need more context to these questions, but I lived East when I first moved to London, and I didn't realise...
How old were you?
I was 30.
When you moved to London?
Yeah, I was a late comer.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why did I think you were younger?
No. 10 years this year. We moved after we got married, yeah. So anyway, what was my point? East London, Hackney.
Yep.
Lived there, very cool. Like, it was great. And I realised I was going home to Ireland quite a lot for work. So that was like a jolt of green in my veins. And I didn't realise until I stayed for sustained periods that I was quite like, I don't know. I just felt a bit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I went and I did a job outside of London. So London for me was London.
Yeah.
And then I went out and I was like, oh my God, oh whoa. There's like actual spaces, green spaces. And Hackney and East London doesn't have
a lot of green spaces.
A lot of that.
But also airports. If you're going back and forth to...
London City is an absolute vibe.
Oh, to be fair.
In and out, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the only downside of not living in London or in Hackney. But Yeah, I think it depends what you're into. Depends where, like, what you value. I'm being really serious about this. Sorry.
No, but you're
depends
right.
On
how
your...
young you are. When I moved to London, I would have loved to live more central. Loved to be in central London.
Yeah, or, like, East.
East.
Is a great place. We decided to move when I was pregnant and walked out of my door on a Sunday morning and a man roller skated by us in fishnets. I was like, babe, love your life. But he was off his tits and I thought... I don't know if we should be here.
Okay.
You know?
I have. Well, I don't think we've answered our question.
No, but I would say north. Go north.
I'd go west.
Italy, fee.
But good luck, whatever you do. I have two children, age 4 and 6, who are constantly fighting with each other. The constant bickering is driving me crazy and I'm at my wit's end trying to keep the peace. What strategies can I use to reduce sibling rivalry and foster a more harmonious household?
Ooh.
I mean, someone's thought about that question. Foster a more harmonious household.
Mm.
I think we'd give very different answers based on our children's ages, but you go.
So I am going to say time... individual time with them.
Mm.
I think sometimes the rivalry comes when they're like bundled into the same thing, and they feel, one of them feels somewhat overlooked. And so they're like resentful of the other one. And so if you like really try, which is hard when you have two young kids and you're trying to get them from A to B and do all the other things. But I think if they feel like, oh, I had like time on my own with my mom, I think they just...
Nah.
No?
No, you're wrong.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Siblings. First of all, it depends if they're the same sex.
Fine.
If it's two boys, forget it. They're just going to fight. If it's two girls, they're just going to fight. Boy, yeah. Boy and girl, you got more choice of your option.
Okay.
But two of the same,
I'm one of four girls.
Yeah. Did you fight?
Killed each other.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for proving my point.
But, no, but I do think that some, yeah, there's always, sibling rivalry is like, she's annoyed by it. They're probably fine with it.
They're probably
Maybe it's a soundproof
fine.
Room. You know what
Just
I mean?
Just make sure there's no weapons nearby.
No weapons.
Make sure they don't actually draw blood would be my advice, having raised four. And the two boys were very, you know, well, I
physical.
Mean, yeah, just. And even now there's like sibling competition. This is going to make, I don't know how Dan will feel about this, but it's very entertaining. So at my mum's funeral, my lads were pallbearers.
Okay.
And they're both like 6'4", 6'5". Ben is a bit taller. He has the edge. Right. I wasn't aware of this. I was obviously in a state of... But they were overheard. The funeral director said, came out and said, right, okay, lads, so your pallbearer is all very, you know. And Ben, okay, so Ben, if you can be at the back, you're taller. If you start at the back, Daniel went. So Ben's first, eldest son, Daniel's second son. Daniel went only by an inch at his grandmother's funeral.
It's important.
It's important. She was like, no, Daniel, you too, both of you at the back.
You're both tall.
You're both
worry.
Tall
you're
and you're equally
great
important.
Boys.
But when she told me afterwards, when my friend told me afterwards, I was like, oh, I love that. I love that even then.
Even in the midst
coffin,
of grief.
The coffin there. Only an inch. Only just taller.
Yeah. And I got better in my GCSEs.
See? Yeah. There's going to be sibling rivalry. The big ring, you can, but if they are hurting each other, you do have to. I mean, I've grabbed hair before. Hair. And then they calm down.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they all call each other horrible names in their phones. So I don't know if you have your sisters in your phone as their actual name.
I do.
No, not my lot.
No.
I mean, I can't repeat the things they have.
Come on, really?
Yeah. And I'll go, who's that? And I'll hear my daughter. I'll be like, that's what you have your sister listed on your phone. And they're all like, yeah.
But affectionate.
But if there was, if anything kicked off, oh, the four of them would just take someone down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they needed, you know, the two that bickered the most were Max, Daniel and Ava, the two middle.
Okay.
But now I know for a fact if she was in a spot of bother, she'd call Dan first.
Okay.
She'd call me if she needed money. Mom, I'm scared.
Fair.
But if she needed someone to like...
Get her out of prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
So you kind of have to let them have it's a relationship
a developmental
that has nothing
thing.
To do with you. You have to remember that.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you.
Do you fully believe that though?
Yes.
Do you?
You learn early on when they're fighting because eventually when you go to separate them, they both turn on you.
Yeah, okay.
They both go, oh, I'm sorry.
We used
and you're
to
like,
do
oh,
that
oh I'm
kids.
Sorry.
Back off.
Just make sure they don't kill each other.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Angela, I love your style.
Thanks.
What are your favourite pieces in your wardrobe?
Oh, well, I like these shoes.
I mean, we love the shoes.
Aren't they great?
They are fantastic.
This is only my
shoes.
Second time wearing them, you know.
I'm honoured.
Yeah.
I am.
Thanks.
I love a good shoe.
What are my favourite? I'm a jeans girl.
Mm.
So I have a lot of jeans. No, I don't know if you could say they're a favourite piece in your wardrobe.
What brands do you tend to go towards?
These ones are Citizens of Humanity, but I know that Free People do them. They're like a weird horseshoe shape. I love a Levi, like classic, straight up Levi, vintage, ideally. Takes a bit of sifting, but you know, when you get it right, it's good and very satisfying. I have a lot of jeans, a gold as well, I like. But then, so it's either that and a t-shirt or a nice jumper.
Nice.
And then I kind of like play, like that's my uniform, and then jewelry is like my
accessory.
Yeah, is how I kind of express. Or then the flip side of that is like all out tulle skirt. Like I love a full scale toddler kind of.
Oh, immense.
Mm.
What was your favorite outfit when you did Strictly?
Ooh, favorite outfit. I guess I quite liked the Charleston one, you know. But then you wear it on tour and you wear it every day for however long, and that does stink.
And you're like, enough now. Yeah. The pits, like pits. Enough.
Get it off me. Why is it riding up my back? But I did take home my Argentine tango dress. It's hanging in my wardrobe.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice work.
I mean, I'm never getting into it again. But it's cute.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This episode is obviously brought to you by the SkinRocks app, your free-to-download ultimate guide to skincare made by me, all in one place, with a catalogue of over 24,000 products and over 600 expertly written articles and guides with new content daily. It really is your destination for your best skin yet. And I'm thrilled, because I can, to offer you an exclusive discount to unlock an elevated app experience with exclusive features and even more skincare expertise from me, plus so much more. Revolutionize the way you discover, shop, and learn about skincare with our multi-award-winning app. Download the SkinRocks app for free and sign up to premium with your exclusive code CHPOD, all in caps, to save £10 off your annual subscription. More details in the show notes. How would you pick a carpet for your Victorian north-facing front room? I'm going round in circles.
Oh!
That's very specific. I have no idea.
Okay, north-facing means...
While you answer.
You do that. North-facing means it's quite dark.
Mm-hmm.
But, hang on, the living room is north-facing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bright in the evening. No, other way around. It's got to get some light, doesn't it? I always get a little bit confused on the
rises
old north.
Rises in the east, sets in the west.
So what does that make? Where you get some light in a north-facing garden, I think it's it's morning light, is it?
Not really. You wouldn't, if it goes across the top of your house.
Ah, yeah, okay, fine. So the dark room. Then it's got to be a light carpet, right? Unless you go all in and create like full cocoon.
A cave.
Yeah, but I would say if you've got... if it's a Victorian house, you're going to have original floorboards.
Mm-hmm.
I would suss out whether
high
those are intact.
Maybe.
Yeah, high ceilings, exactly. So I would almost like, okay, you want a carpet. Sorry, I'm telling you to have a...
big rug.
Yeah, big rug.
But then you can change it when you want to.
Exactly that. And you have the, like, it just gives you a sense of continuous space. But she's not talking about space. It could be a massive room.
Might be.
I would do... Just to stay with the Victorian thing, like wooden exposed floorboards, original floorboards sanded, and then...
Gosh, she's giving you a lot of work here, Kelly.
Yeah,
sorry
babe. And then I would trim the carpet. I would leave some of the floorboard out and then do a carpet to the edges.
Nice.
Yeah, but light. Also, I like a jute kind of like hard wearing. Presumably
like
this is a living room. Exactly. So it's like hard wearing. You don't want a beautiful white... carpet that nobody can stand in.
Does
equally,
anyone have a white carpet?
Do you know what? We have a rental currently and it's a beige carpet that is honestly now disturbingly stained.
But, I mean, between shoes,
2-year-olds,
kids.
Yeah, agreed.
Just general, unless you live your life in the kitchen.
Yeah.
and you'd never take a drink or food anywhere.
Forget about it.
White carpet.
No, not the one. But equally, like a dark carpet shows up everything.
Yeah.
So you want to go that juicy thing. You could literally spill anything on that. No one will see it.
A dirt colour is what we did for years when the kids were little. Beautiful. Dirt colour. Yeah. Get a carpet the colour of pale dirt. Hides a multitude of sins.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, I've been struggling with postpartum depression, but I'm afraid to talk about it because I don't want to be judged or seem like a bad mother. Mm. How can I seek the help I need and talk to my family about what I'm going through? Mm. Shani. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said a name, but she didn't say anonymous, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
How were you post-babies? Okay?
I was...
Not good.
After my first, no. Mm. I think a lot of that is around... You know, your expectation. It's obviously entering into the unknown and you have an expectation about how you should be and how you should respond and, you know, what you should feel.
And the media and tells you all of that. All this of is what that. You should look like. This yeah. is how you should feel. Mm-hmm. This is how you should feed.
Yeah. And then if that doesn't happen, you feel like a failure on top of everything mm-hmm. else. And, you know, obviously hormones can't be kind of underestimated because I think that like crash is staggering in some people. But more people are talking about it now. And I do mm-hmm. think, like, don't wait until it gets so bad that you desperately need the help. Like, seek out help. I always say, seek help from literally whoever I'll
Anyone
give it to you.
Anyone that like, you think you can talk to.
Yeah, totally. But, like, also maybe at a point, you know, speak to somebody professional. Like, I think sometimes, saying it out loud, like, it's when it's percolating in your brain mm-hmm. that it feels like something you can't get a hold of.
What
you know,
did yours feel like?
I mean, I had gone from being at full tilt in my career between two countries in that kind of, like, very much in hustle mode.
Yeah.
And I was really afraid of the silence that came and the... quietness and the vulnerability, not just of myself, but of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea that, oh my God, I feel totally inequipped and she's depending on me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was that kind of sense of like the enormity of the love, I think actually felt very overwhelming for me. Yeah. And I wasn't sure how to even respond to it. So I think I kind of almost wanted to escape from how much I felt. I was yeah. so afraid of it. So it was like positive emotions. And a lot of the time we're not equipped to process and deal with all of those really mm-hmm. good emotions because they haven't felt safe for whatever reason for loads of people. So yeah, I spoke to somebody and that was a catalyst for me to really speak to somebody, you know, on an ongoing basis. But it's very isolating and it's very mm-hmm. lonely and it can feel like you're the only one who has...
And you're so not the only one.
So not the only one. And also the kind of idea that it's natural and like in many places it might be, but like if we look at how we used to live, you know, a baby would come and you'd be surrounded by people who had been there before, who could mm-hmm. comfort you with their, you know, eyes.
A lot of older women.
And all of that. And you felt held, whereas... You know, the door closes and you're sent out with this baby and you've just been birthed as a mother at the yeah. same time as you've had a baby. So I think it's not an unusual feeling as the first place. But as soon as you start to speak about it, it loses some of its intensity.
We had Stacey Solomon on who spoke very eloquently about how she had had postpartum struggles yeah. with the older with one of her older kids. And so when she was having Rex,
yeah.
the first of her third, this new group, she told her midwife that she might be prone to it. And there is a service on the NHS. There is a psych service on the NHS, yeah. which is fantastic. So absolutely try and make the most yeah. of that for sure.
Yeah.
Because you are absolutely not the only person out there.
Yeah.
It's so common.
Yeah, it's so common.
And no one is going to judge you and make you feel like, well, no one with any sense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to make you feel like a bad mother.
Yeah.
Picture this. You're at the top table of your wedding, high on life.
Oh.
Your mother-in-law starts talking about your other half's exes. What would you do?
Well, the first time I stayed in my husband's family home, his mum had cooked us breakfast. We were going to a wedding, New Year's Eve wedding. And I hadn't met any of his friends. It was like a big thing. And she came out of the kitchen into the hallway and shouted at the top of her voice, I'm going to use your name, Caroline! breakfast is ready. It was his ex's name. She was so mortified. I thought it was really funny. And I used to then call myself. I'd that sign name. Off messages with her name.
Wow.
But yeah, it did feel it, like it lingered in the air. Mother? I mean, he was mortified. But it did feel like she was maybe not that far gone. You know, when there's like remnants of her name in your mouth, you're like, how long was that ago? Yeah. Anyway, so did that answer the question? What would I do? I'd take her down. It's my day.
I mean, it is a bit outrageous.
She who shall not be named.
Yeah, your mother-in-law starts talking about your other ass hexes. What would you do? They better be dead.
Yeah, but also that ship has sailed, bitch. You need to get over it, no? Yeah,
there you go.
I would never speak to my mother-in-law more. She's an absolute dote.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
that one sounds like she's just thrown a few clangers into the mix.
Oh, we'll just walk away.
If that's a real life thing. Yeah,
just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help. I genuinely think I might have an addiction to online shopping.
Oh, no.
I receive at least 2 new parcels a day, which I have to hide from my husband. I just can't stop myself. This could be me. That's not really. I've tried cutting up my credit card, but I end up ordering a new one. It's becoming a real problem. Faye. Why? I think you have to look at the why.
Yeah.
Are you just getting a buzz from the shopping?
Distraction.
Yeah.
Newness. Yeah. I mean, get rid of Apple Pay, I would say, first of all. Because, like, you don't, the physicality of beep,
beep,
of the handover
beep.
At least is something. I think maybe actually putting boundaries around your spending. So you go, okay, I'm only going to spend in a physical shop. So you get rid of all the convenience, mm-hmm. you get rid of all the temptation.
Yeah, they may not have your size.
Exactly, but also you take the cash from the machine, you hand it over.
Handing over cash is much harder.
It's much harder.
Than paying with a phone, a card or anything. When you've got cash in your hand, it's like, that's a lot.
Yeah, but also you, like I recently was scrolling on Instagram, went to the loo and came back and I bought a pair of shoes on the loo. I was like, I mean, very quickly, there was people there, went, came back. I just bought some metallic blue clogs, which were totally unnecessary. And I think that if there's no barrier, it feels like free money.
It's not
free
money. Because
it's like clicky click.
That's the thing.
It's not free money.
Free money.
No. So, but I do think you're right. It's the why. It's basically a deep-seated addiction that you need help for.
And don't hide them from your husband, spouse, partner, whatever.
No, maybe do.
Well, no, because if you're not hiding them, you might have more impetus to stop.
Yeah, this is true. This
I have
is
a big
true.
Thing with the freaks group on Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
When people say, oh, can't wait to hide this from my husband or whatever, they are generally met with a, why are you hiding things from him?
Well, see, that's what I would say.
Why are you hiding? Don't hide. It's your money too. And if it's not, should you be spending it? But if you are married and you have a relationship, why are you hiding things?
Yeah.
I'm not big on the hiding things from the husband deliveries. If Jim says to me, what have you ordered? I'm like, I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, but also for me, if it sounds a bit 1950s wife.
Exactly.
You know,
or
I'm
I'll
like,
say something
if
you'll
you
hate
the money,
and I love.
Yeah, great, man repeller, done. Love it.
I think we should finish on a high with this.
Go on, okay.
And when I say a high,
what?
I'm lying.
Okay, great.
It's from my Instagram Q&A. This is a trick.
I love your
Are
Instagram
you ready?
Q&As.
Manda, I'm just outing you.
Okay.
What would you do if a man left skid marks in your bed?
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh my God, I love your people.
I'm telling you, they are.
Okay, in your bed. Like,
he left skid marks in your bed.
I'm just trying to get my head around the logistics of it, to be
honest.
I
don't think we can put too much thought into it.
Okay,
let's just
fine.
Assume they did the deed. She got up the next day.
They did the deed, half wiped.
Oh,
I mean, that's the truth of it. But they must have really got stuck into the bed. Unacceptable. No.
He could have put the quilt between his legs and maybe not. I mean,
my God.
Know. It's not my question.
Manda, who are you
Manda,
hanging out with?
What kind of an animal is in your
bed?
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, but also, was this a new animal? Like,
well,
was this?
I mean, we're going to have to ask people for more
has
context,
he got form?
Clearly.
Has he got form? No, I would say that is what, you know, TikTok would call a red flag. I'm a nana. No, get him out of there ASAP. And no, that's
what
not happening
twice.
What would
you do if a man left skid marks in your bed?
Is she asking, like, what would you do? A, I mean, shut the door and lock it.
Lock it and wash your bed. Maybe set fire to it.
I'm throwing them sheets out.
Yeah.
You know, but also
the cleanliness. Would there not have been a hint? Would there not have been maybe a scent? when you were doing the deed that something wasn't quite right?
This is
just
why we need
context. Just a gentle question for the room. I don't know.
No, I think it's a context situation. It's so disgusting. But he could... Okay.
We're all doing the face, but I'm doing it on camera. We're all like...
Gross. Yeah. But he could... yeah. I would say...
There's not really any nice way out of it, is there? It's just grim.
No. But also, I think maybe he needs a backsack crack situation. You know, he needs a good wax because if there's stuff hanging around there, willy-nilly. And it's literally on your sheets. Without, like, unless he's like a dog scratching his arse on the sheets, then there's a bigger issue here. Yeah, if he sat down on the bed and there's that level of transfer, something is wrong.
I'm not entirely sure we've given you an answer except set fire to the house and run. Run. We did have a question a while ago that was, my neighbour keeps getting drunk and shitting on the stairs.
Short up. What is... That was definitely in South London.
I don't know what to say about skid marks in a bed. Thank God.
No, I think we've said enough.
I've never experienced that. Cheers, babe.
Cheers.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.